Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. You know, we touched on this weeks back. Breezy said she was planning on hiring a witch off Etsy to cast a spell on her wedding day, which is August 29th, to make sure that the weather is going to be nothing but sunny skies. Just pristine.
I need it.
Then your mom called in demanding to shut it down.
Shut it. Down.
And she what? She straight told you, you're not hiring a witch to cast a spell. This is not a bit, you guys. This is for real. You never told your fiance you were doing it. Your mom said we're hanging rosaries from a tree in the backyard. That will guarantee nice weather. And I'm just sitting back with popcorn thinking, what the hell's happening with this family? So
naturally I went against her.
Yeah.
And I was already looking into it. And I found one on TikTok that was highly recommended.
Yeah.
And I just started perusing and reading reviews and all of the things. I'm curious. You know, I'm doing research. Sue me. You know what I mean? I'm using my resources. And I'm on Etsy and I'm doing all the things. And I put it in my cart. And I get a message that was so diabolical. Basically, in so many words, saying that my Etsy account has now been banned because yeah. Etsy has a very strict policy against any witch-related content that stems from the platform's policy against selling metaphysical or spiritual services. So your account will get – so a witch's account will get banned and your account will get banned if you purchase this or sell this product, if you even want to call it that.
But how are these witches supposed to make money?
Correct.
This is their side hustle.
Correct. So selling banned services includes, but is not limited to, spell casting, distant healing, prayers, rituals, or any services that promise a specific and tangible outcome. Items that promises an outcome will get your account banned.
Yeah. Listen.
So then I'm looking into it. I'm like, oh my God, now I can't buy like anything custom for the wedding on Etsy. And I was like, how long is this going to take place? And an account can temporarily be banned if you are the one buying the product. But if you are the one selling the product, you can be banned permanently.
Yeah. See, that's a
permanent
problem.
Suspension.
What are you trying to do? You trying to buy a black dress for your wedding? I said it once and I'll say it again. Your mom agreed with me. You are tickling the devil's panties. Okay, you're playing with fire here. You do not want a witch casting a spell at your wedding. And not to mention, there's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee, but I'd throw $40 at the issue to make sure that there wasn't a tsunami at my special day.
Was it $40?
Anywhere from 20 to 60.
Well, how do they decipher that price range?
I mean, the witch is the one selling, supply and demand. No, I'm pissed. So now ridiculous. I like literally can't even go on Etsy. Just because I was perusing. Not even because like I really did buy it. It was just in my cart. And I got the message and they said, shut it down.
Wow.
We'll shut it down for you.
Anyone ever hire a witch off of Etsy to cast a spell? What spell did you need them to cast?
So now I have to go on the black market.
Do you see what happens when you go window shopping? It can get you into trouble.
I'm like, was a spell casted on me now? Like, what is happening right now? So, not loving that. Pretty upset about it, if I'm being honest. But I don't know what to do at this point.
Black magic is a very serious thing. I told you about my buddy out in L.A., right? He found that voodoo doll right in the back of his girlfriend's freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Who was very much into witchcraft.
With his face on it.
Yeah. And then after all that went down, decided to move in with her. I'm like, what is wrong with my friends?
I need new friends. She probably casted a spell to get him to move in.
I need new friends.
You do. Every friend you talk about, you're just complaining about how horrible they are and the wrong decisions that they make.
Listen, they're the greatest people ever, but they make bad decisions. They make bad choices, especially when it comes to relationships. This woman's mother was the head of like Santorini, some sort of witchcraft. I don't know. But she put my buddy on the phone and said, don't hurt my daughter or it's the last thing you will do. And he goes over to her place and she's got a voodoo doll in the back of her freezer. I go, bro, you got to run for the hills, man. Now he's living with her now.
He's literally under a spell. She's like probably the Etsy witch I was trying to buy and it didn't work out. But I mean, people have had great success and I don't know how to find them now because...
Shut it down.
This person says, Breezy girl, you're playing with fire.
Yeah.
Wait, I must have just skated by so closely. I bought a spell on Etsy on Sunday. My wedding is this Saturday, just a few days away. I felt a little tickle in my throat.
Oh my God.
So I asked for health on my wedding day and guess who's feeling better? This homegirl.
You guys can't possibly tell me that you're buying into this.
Not her literally curing her from states away,
you know,
medically.
I'm telling you, you're doing it the wrong way. Just get down on your knees, say a little prayer, do the sign of the cross.
This girl she bought an Etsy witch to clear her throat, and it did.
Yes, but fine, for the time being. But you don't know what's to come weeks, months in advance.
She bought the Etsy witch the same day she bought like liquid Tylenol, and she's feeling better. She's like, I can't believe it worked. take Pia. If you have big travels coming up, you're going to want to hear this. Travelers throughout some of the busiest U.S. airports will soon learn whether or not they will see fewer flights due to the government shutdown. So
I'm going to assume, yes, you are.
The Federal Aviation Administration will announce today, on Thursday, that high-volume markets is where they're going to be reducing flights. So we're going to learn if the Frederick Douglass Greater Rochester International Airport, I don't think there's a longer name for an airport ever, will be impacted. So experts predict hundreds, if not thousands of flights could be canceled. Air traffic controllers have been working unpaid since the government shut down over a month ago on October 1st. Most work mandatory overtime 6 days a week. So it's not looking great. They're tired, they're overworked, and they are severely underpaid because they're not getting paid. So the announcement comes as Rochester Airport is seeing an uptick in travelers. And the airport says this summer they had the highest numbers of travelers that they've had over 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly 400,000 people traveled from Rochester in June, July, and August alone. However, Rochester is considered a mid-size regional airport, so it might not be one of the busiest in the country, aka where they're probably going to see the most impact.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, doing a job is especially like air traffic control, TSA. It's a stressful job. You're working in a stressful environment. To not get paid for doing that stressful job for over a month.
And not just
tensions are high.
Not just doing the stressful job, literally like working overtime as well.
Knowing you're not being compensated for it.
Correct.
So if you are traveling or heading to the airport, I would suggest, and it's just a suggestion, maybe being just a little bit nicer to anyone TSA. Coming up on the show this morning, is it completely inappropriate or just a harmless oversight? Kim is joining us next on the show to share why she is not happy with the gift her daughter's uncle bought her for her 15th birthday. She wants to know if it's sending the wrong message. We're going to get Kim on the show with us coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
She didn't ask for it, didn't hint at it, but says she wants to keep it.
But she received it.
Mom,
she's not getting rid of it.
Mom, on the other hand, thinks it's totally inappropriate and borderline creepy to give this gift to a 15-year-old teenage girl. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We have Kim on hold with us, who says her daughter's uncle, who is Kim's husband's brother, her brother-in-law, showed up to the birthday party with a gift for her 15-year-old that is sending the wrong message. 585-252-9800. Let us know what you guys think. Kim, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy.
Kim.
Just to confirm, are we on live?
Oh, we're live, yeah.
We're live, baby.
Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Why are you, you're so creeped out right now? Tell us why.
Yeah, it was a really quick Breezy. I don't know if you remember me, but I met you at Figgy's on Park back in June.
Oh, yeah. Hey, girl.
Do you remember?
Hi. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Kim, tell us what's going on, please.
Okay, so just, I want to start off by saying that I'm extremely creeped out right now. Mm-hmm. My daughter just turned 15, and her uncle, it's my husband's brother, he went out of his way to buy her a $100 Victoria's Secret gift card. She didn't ask for it, and it's not something she's ever shown any interest in, but the gift card.
Oh, it was super random.
Okay.
Yeah, super random. Like, I don't even know why he thought that this was an appropriate gift for a 15-year-old.
Right. He's just being a cool uncle, but okay. What was your daughter's reaction to the gift? I mean, was she fine with it?
I mean, yeah, she was fine with it, but, like, I feel like it's completely sending the wrong message, you know? Okay. You know, don't get me wrong, like, her and her uncle have a really great relationship, but, you know, my husband and him have always had, like, kind of a distant relationship. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just so inappropriate.
Okay, so you're really hung up on this just being inappropriate, point blank, period.
First of all, explain to us why you feel this is extremely inappropriate. Besides the obvious reasons, Victoria's Secret, yeah, they sell lingerie. We get that.
Right.
It's just really creepy, you know? I don't think that any child should be allowed to even walk into a Victoria's Secret or a Pink or whatever, you know, until they're at least 18 years old. And,
18.
You know, I just...
Okay, but like Pink is like, okay, but Pink is like more catered to...
Teens.
The tweens, you know what I mean? The teens, the tweens... The young adult,
I don't know.
Like, it's cutesy, it's fun. Like, I remember going into Victoria's Secret Pink when I was in middle school. And, I mean, I still, to this day, wear Fresh and Clean as my scent. Like,
yeah.
There's scents, there's sweats, there's... I feel like you're very locked in and hyper-focused on the lingerie aspect. So, I just think that
no.
You're hyper-focused on the... No, what?
No, I don't think so. Not even Pink. I feel like... Maybe I feel like Pink is appropriate for girls when they're going into college, but it's creepy, you know? And it's her uncle giving it to her. It's just very strange to me. And
Did you have the conversation with your brother-in-law?
I mean, as creeped out as I am, I don't want to make a huge deal out of it, or, you know, I don't know if I'm blowing this out of proportion, you know?
Well, you called us.
I feel like you are.
So, mission accomplished.
I feel like you are, like, not to discredit your feelings or thoughts on the matter whatsoever, but, like, I feel like you're just so hyper-focused on uncle and lingerie, and you're missing the whole gray area here. It's not as black and white as you're making it out to be.
Kim, you're also 100% entitled to how you feel on this. But
right.
Go ahead.
You know, I don't think that, you know, my daughter should be shopping there, and... I honestly think most parents listening right now would agree that no teenage daughter should get a gift like this. This is not normal. Mm-hmm. Like, to have $100 just to go wild at Victoria's Secret is very strange. And I think most parents would agree with me.
Well,
you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I see where you're coming from. I just...
Did you say that your daughter can keep the gift card, or are you taking it from her? What's happening with that?
I told her that I would give her cash for the gift card, you know, but it's just strange because now my husband, he seems to think that it's okay, you know, but he's not a teenage girl. I offered her the $100, but now, of course, she's interested in it because her uncle is making her think it's appropriate for her to go there, which is just so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Right. The whole sense of like, well, I've never shopped here before because maybe I couldn't afford it, or I just had never... you know, had interest in doing it. I'd never been introduced. And now she's like, I can basically go buy whatever I want.
Okay. Let's hear from some of our listeners. Guys, what do you think? 585-252-9800. Is this sending the wrong message?
I will literally die on the Victoria's Secret Pink Hill. So I'm obsessed.
Oh my God. I've been trying to find out her secret for years. All right. Kim.
Victoria, if you're listening.
Kim, I do appreciate you calling in and for your story. There's a handful of people. If you just want to stay on hold and listen in, by all means.
Okay.
Don't stress. I know you're very wound tight about this. Don't stress. I feel like we'll get to the bottom of it and we'll let the listeners decide what is the end all be all and what is appropriate or not. Because it seems like you're a little mixed. Well, it seems like you're not mixed, but.
Let's just say 100% of the audience, Kim, decided that you were overreacting and sexualizing this gift way too much. Would you still let your daughter go to Victoria's Secret and use that gift card?
Oh my God, absolutely not. No, this is the weirdest gift ever.
She's like, shut it down!
Then this is going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kim, yeah. I'll let you go. Thank you again for calling in. All right, let's get to some phone calls coming in right now, because a few people are calling in, they're messaging in saying, yeah, it's weird for a 15-year-old to get a Victoria's Secret gift card from her uncle. Is this sending the wrong message, or is Kim, who just called in, making it weird because she's sexualizing the gift way too much?
Correct. That was the biggest question.
All right, let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name is Gina.
Hi, Gina. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that she's overreacting. I think all kids in high school are wearing Victoria's Secret pink clothes. Mm-hmm. I grew up wearing Victoria's Secret in high school as well. And their scents. I mean, they have cute bags, socks, slippers. So I think that she's going way overboard.
Yeah, I don't think she realizes just how in-depth pink truly is. Even Victoria's Secret isn't just bras and panties.
No, I've been in there many times, and they have a wonderful candle, right? They have body mist.
Yeah, you need help.
Well, I'm just saying, you could buy perfume or soy candles, because the lavender mint is my fave.
Glad that you're doing that.
Gina?
Yes.
Did you say you have teen daughters?
I don't have teen daughters.
Okay, but you would let them. You would let them keep the gift card though.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I will mark you down for one. Thank you, Gina. Thanks.
Even the gift card.
Chelsea says the only reason this is weird is because Kim is making it out to be weird. It is just a gift card. She can buy body mist or sweatpants. Sue says I'm 100% with Kim. I don't care how close they are. A grown man giving a teenage girl a lingerie gift card is completely inappropriate, period. It's not about what she'll buy. It's about the message it sends. PXY, what's your name?
Amy.
Hi, Amy. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't really think it is that inappropriate. I have a daughter who's about to be 14, and she has requested the Love Spell body fragrance from there is one of her birthday gifts.
Iconic. I didn't even really still
and
made
it's,
that.
It's something that I have worn for a very long time, and she loves the scent. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that it's not inappropriate. I don't feel like it was meant to be an inappropriate gift. I think that maybe, you know, with all the other things that Victoria's Secret has to offer, that maybe you thought it would be something as simple as, you know, buying an Ulta gift card or a Sephora gift card,
yeah,
because
sure,
there is other things that they do have there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just listening to Kim talk, and I'm just going to call it out, it doesn't sound like she has the best relationship with her brother-in-law. I mean,
no,
she used the word creepy in a sentence 12 times. Yeah. All right.
Honestly, it feels like that, you know, if her daughter was in a predicament or something, she probably wouldn't even be able to talk to her mother about it, because the way she's reacting about this gift card is a tad bit ridiculous.
Oh, that's a good point. Thanks for Amy. Calling in, Amy. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Kim should talk to her brother-in-law directly if she really wants to get to the bottom of it. And then I'll go to Vince, who says, if my brother got my daughter a gift card to Victoria's Secret, I'd probably have a conversation with him, but I would also take it and give it to my wife and tell her to go buy us something nice.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, all right. Thanks, Vince. Hey, how you doing?
Why are all these boomers writing in? this person said, no way my 14-year-old is obsessed with Victoria's Secret. He's probably just asked around and wanted suggestions on what to get his niece.
Yeah.
It's just the way they're obsessed with it right now. I don't think of it as a sex store. It's more of like a cute, girly pink stuff.
Right. It was probably totally innocent. We got to take a quick break on this. Thank you guys for the calls and messages. It's PXY Mornings.
98. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.